So very excited. I will say this to the staff, that this is the Super Bowl of Sundays for the church, that it is an incredible day of celebration, that the church should celebrate this day for what it represents, that we're bringing new people into the family of Christ. We're going to be looking at that this morning. So we need to begin in Scripture, as always. So if you would open up your Bibles to Matthew 3, verses 13. This is Matthew's account. Of course, we just went through the Gospels, and so we understand them a little bit better. And we are looking at Matthew's account of the baptism of Jesus. And we get to Matthew 3, verse 13. Scripture states, "Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answering said to him, 'Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' This is the word of the Lord." This passage means so much to me because it represents something that I don't know if you caught it as we read it, but the Trinity is present at the baptism of Jesus. When we look carefully there in verse 16, it says, "And John saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove." So obviously we already have Jesus there. He's being baptized. Now we see the Holy Spirit descending upon him. In verse 17, it says, "And behold, a voice out of the heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son.'" Well, who do you think that is? That's the Father. The Trinity is present at the baptism. It's so important because there's so few occasions in Scripture where we see the Trinity working together. And this is one of those precious times. And it means so very much. And because of that, we should start asking questions of, what does that mean? Why should we look at that so carefully? What is the meaning of baptism? Well, let's begin answering that question this morning. What is the meaning of baptism? Well, the simple answer is that baptism illustrates your new life as a Christian. Baptism doesn't make you a believer. It shows that you already believe. Baptism does not save you. Only your faith in Christ does that. So we need to kind of set the tone. We have to understand where we're coming from. What we believe is that this is not an act of saving grace. This is somebody that's already been saved and is now saying, "I want to formally declare that." It's a statement of their faith. When we look at Scripture again, we can discover that there is another meaning behind baptism, that baptism illustrates Christ's burial and resurrection. When we look at 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 3, it states, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." And if we turn to Colossians 2, verse 12, it says, "Having been buried with him in baptism," that's peculiar, "in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." Now, we just went through the Easter season. We demonstrated Good Friday and everything that that meant, and then we had Easter Sunday. If you remember, on Good Friday, it was very dark. The service ended with the death of Christ, and we left hopeless, very intentionally. But then on Sunday morning, we see the light of Christ has never gone out, and we celebrated his resurrection. Baptism is a representation of that very thing. That when a pastor lays somebody down in the water, think of the motion that's going on there. They're being lowered into the grave. That they are dying to their own way. Baptism, saying, I'm not going to live that life anymore, that life that I once had in my worldly view, everything that comes with that, I'm putting that to rest. That is dying. And when they come back out of the water, there is a resurrection. There is a new life in Christ. That's something beautiful, is it not, church? That's something we celebrate because now they have a totally different take on the world. Baptism signifies that we have died to our old ways. Before we were saved, we lived in sin. But now that we are saved, we live a life that honors God. It is the death and resurrection for us. Baptism has another meaning. We can think of it as a wedding ring. It's an outward symbol of the commitment we make in our hearts. Baptism is simply an outward expression of an inward faith. I've been married to my precious Maggie for almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years this year. When we got married, she placed this ring on my finger. It represents to the world that my heart belongs to somebody else, that I am taken. Baptism is a symbol of that. It's identifying who we belong to. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. I have partnered with somebody, but not just somebody. I've partnered with the King of Kings, with Jesus Christ. Baptism not only demonstrates to the world our death to the old life, but it demonstrates our union with Christ. Baptism signifies our faith to the world. When I perform a wedding ceremony, and you've seen this at any wedding you've ever been to, one of the last things that happens is that I will pronounce the couple, and I will say, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so. And everybody, what do? Everybody claps. Everybody's happy and joyful. Church, that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. When I raise somebody up out of the water this morning, I want you to clap. I want you to make noise. I want you to celebrate what this means. It's a new union, and it should be something that we're excited about. It's not a time where there's times in particular with the Church of the Nazarene, we have two sacraments, right? We have communion and baptism. Communion is very reverent. Right? It's very reflective. We're thinking. It's kind of stoic and somber. Not today, folks. Not today. This is a celebration. We want to make sure that those that are being baptized hear how much you appreciate what they're doing, that you're in partnership with them. You're going to cheer them on when we bring them out of the water. And we're going to do that for another reason, is because baptism signifies who our family is. Now, we learned just a few moments ago that baptism is a Trinitarian event, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all present in the baptism of Christ. As a formal declaration, baptism is also saying that we are part of this family. We, too, belong to the Father. It's very important to recognize that. Our family is very unique, but we also have an extension to that family. As a mystery of our incorporation into Christ, baptism constitutes a rejection of individualistic notions of salvation, declaring to us that salvation and the church are inseparable realities brought together in the person of Jesus Christ. There is no baptism into Christ that is not at the same time baptism into his body, which is the church. Baptism is a sacrament of our new identity as the body and bride of Christ. So when we baptize somebody, we're welcoming them into the family. I've said this before, that we have a biological family here on earth, that we have blood relatives who sadly may never know Christ. But as the church, we have an eternal family. When we look around, these are our brothers and sisters. These are the people that you're going to be in eternity with. So it is a day of celebration, of welcoming them to the family as a couple in a wedding. When we clap, we celebrate because we're welcoming either the bride or the groom into the family. Here, we're welcoming those individuals who are testing their faith, and we're saying welcome to the church. We're so very glad that you're here. Simply stated, baptism is the Father's pledge to us in the visible sign and seal of water of our incorporation in the death and resurrection of Christ, the cleansing of our sins, and our inclusion into Christ's body, the church, by the power of the Holy Spirit through faith. It is a Trinitarian event. The early church fathers understood this, and because of that, they wrote what we call the Apostles' Creed. And we're going to say that together this morning. I believe they're going to put that up on the screen. And we're going to read this together. We're going to state this together, but I'll lead us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. There's a little more. Stay tuned. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Leave that slide up, please. So I want to point something out because this has been questioned a couple times. When we say the Apostles' Creed, I want you to understand just a little bit of history behind that. See, the Christian faith isn't an American faith. It's a global faith. And so our early church fathers understood this. And what they were trying to do very early on was to come up with a statement of faith that said, this is who I am in Christ. And through many different variations, we finally get to the Apostles' Creed and what it's meant to be as a statement for all Christians, for all time, anywhere in the world. It said, this is what I can affirm to, regardless of the denomination, that this is what I believe in. When we look at that statement of faith, in there it says, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And I want to point something out. We're not saying, I believe in the Holy Catholic Roman Church. That would be a capital C. For those of you who don't know, Catholic also has another meaning. It means united. And what the early church fathers were saying is, I believe in the Holy Catholic, the Holy United Church, unified church, that we are one. And that's the whole point of the Apostles' Creed, is to say, regardless who you are as a Christian, we can affirm this. And that's why we affirm it today as a statement of our faith. So those that are getting baptized, they state that as part of the family. So church, the worship team is going to play a song while we're getting ready for the baptism. And then we're going to baptize a few individuals this morning.